speed the traffic travels at, you know, our local roads and our regional roads is a serious problem. And I know there's issues about, you know, reducing speed limits and all of that, but ultimately it's really about precaution and about people being aware of it. And it's also about enforcement and ensuring that we have the guard, the resources in place to enforce the rules of the road. And that's particularly in regard to speeding. And, you know, we haven't had that for probably the last decade or more. We've seen the road policing units, you know, losing numbers and going down and down. And that all is a difficulty, because if a person takes a risk and gets away with it a number of times, they continue doing that. And, you know, we really need to see, particularly young drivers, I think, you know, need to take particular caution and particular care when they're using the roads, because it has a devastating effect for communities and the families who lose loved ones.
You mentioned young drivers there, and we saw in the last few days that the RSA have rolled out a workshop type scenario where transition year students will be made aware of the rules of the road and safe driving practices. Do you hope this will go some way to hopefully, I suppose, reducing the numbers that we see that are growing year?
It's no single thing that will make the difference. It's a whole range of issues and a whole range of actions that can get us out of this mess. But I think certainly it's welcome. Anything that makes people more aware of the environment in which they drive and, you know, makes them more cautious when they're out using the road is, of course, welcome. And whether it's tradition year students or indeed other students in schools or in as they come to the stage where they're learning how to drive, you know, we do need to see more of that. Also, the criteria and the curriculums used for the training of young drivers in Ireland, you know, needs to be updated. And I think there's a lot of work to be done in regard to that, because a lot of people, you know, they do their driving lessons, their 12 mandatory lessons, with the intention of passing the test, whereas it needs to be more focused on making sure that they're safe drivers and being aware of the devastating context of if there's an accident or, you know, if they see a situation where, you know, loved ones or people are injured, that they understand what power the vehicle has that they're using. And I think that's vital as well.